USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Smoke from Canadian wildfires has drifted into the U.S., currently giving Chicago the worst air quality in the world. New York bracing for another bout of bad air.
At some point impacting the entirety of New York State.
We're anticipating the smoke and the haze to come all across the state. And we've been watching this, monitoring this.
Governor Kathy Hochul says conditions will start deteriorating in western and central New York before reaching New York City Thursday morning.
I would certainly say we did not deal with this in the years past.
The governor is urging high-risk populations to avoid the outdoors over the next 48 hours. I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is set to testify before the House later this summer. Although it's a regularly scheduled hearing with the House Judiciary Committee, it comes as some Republicans call for his impeachment following whistleblower testimony about the Hunter Biden case. Former President Trump says the scene involving the sharing of documents was not as prosecutors say.
And what was said was absolutely fine and very perfectly. We did nothing wrong. This is a whole hoax.
While rallying with supporters in New Hampshire, Trump responded to a CNN audio recording of a 2021 meeting where he discusses holding on to the documents. Earlier this month, Trump pleaded not guilty to 37 counts involving his handling of classified materials. The next pandemic? America is still not ready.
The CDC's outgoing director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, is warning that America is not prepared for future pandemics. In an op-ed for the New York Times ahead of her departure on Friday, she emphasized the shortage of approximately 80,000 public health workers needed to meet basic health requirements. Walensky also highlighted the reliance on outdated technology like aging fax machines within the public health system. She urged U.S. lawmakers to provide more resources to improve the public health infrastructure.
Correspondent John Schaefer. This is USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
As reported, former President Trump spent Tuesday rallying with voters in New Hampshire. He spent much of the speech railing against President Biden's domestic and foreign policies.
There's no better example than the most corrupt president in the history of our country. Joe Biden, he's the most corrupt president we've ever had.
He also criticized the Justice Department, arguing the agency's been weaponized against him. Polling shows Trump well ahead of other Republicans running for president in the 2024 election. It appears Russian President Vladimir Putin is honoring a deal he made with Wagner Group chief Yevgeny Prigozhin.
After Prigozhin's group attempted a rebellion against Moscow 3 days ago, Putin agreed to drop terrorism charges against him if he agreed to be exiled to Belarus. On Tuesday, Belarus authorities confirmed Prigozhin arrived at the country safely. Hours later, Russia's Federal Security Service dropped the terrorism charges against him. The Wagner Group claims he was not trying to overthrow Putin, but was marching against injustice. I'm Brian Shook.
Ford is expected to lay off at least 1,000 employees in North America. According to the Wall Street Journal, a company spokesperson said the layoffs will be mostly in its engineering department. Human remains found on Southern California's Mount Baldy have been positively identified as those of British actor Julian Sands. He was reported missing in January. Search crews have repeatedly returned to the area following the disappearance of the 65-year-old during a winter hike. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.